wrong. It's impossible. He can't do wrong. His holiness will not allow him to do wrong. All right? All right, you may got a word. You help yourself. All right, turn to Amos, if you would, the book of Amos. Yes. All right, glad you're here tonight. Won't you listen? Just a little simple thought tonight. Just a little simple thought, and maybe we can take it and go somewhere with it. I believe God will help us if we'll allow Him to. If we'll allow Him to. All right, let's pray together. Father, I come. Lord, you I don't know how to describe you. You can't make a mistake. You're remarkable in everything you do. You're perfect. You're amazing. You're faithful to me. I deserve nothing, and you give me everything. I thought of Jonathan's son. You still chase rebels down. I thought of the times I rebel. You seek me. You seek me out. Lord, I thank you for loving me the way I am. Not love me for what I could be, but love me for what I am. But Lord, I'm glad you're changing me into what I'm supposed to be. And you're not leaving me to myself. So Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Now Lord, if you would please, cleanse me from anything that be a hindrance. May you speak to every heart. May you bless your word tonight. As you see fit. Lord, preach me as you see fit tonight. And I pray that we might become obedient unto you. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And amen. We're going to be looking in chapter 5, Amos chapter 5, here in just a moment. On Wednesday nights, we've been teaching about reaching others. And bringing everybody to a stronger place spiritually, Christ being in this in the center, of course, and us all coming into the same place, us coming into a not some supernatural out of the body thing, but that we come to a spiritual place where Christ is really first. That he's really first play. Now, to do that, we're going to have to do some changing. Now, I mentioned Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, that our methods are going to have to change. Because some of the things we're doing ain't working. Because we're remaining the same. So we're going to have to change the method. We can't change truth. There is not but one truth, and we're not going to compromise truth in no way, shape, or form. And what do you got? Well, ain't you something? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, I'll be able to sing. I got a Ricola. Hey, Ricola. That's a, all right, let's see if that'll help. All right. But anyway, we're going to have to change the methods. And again, I'm not going to compromise truth for unity. I'm not going to do that. I mean, we can't do that. It's going to have to be what God wants. And it's going to have to be His way. It's not my way, but it's going to have to be His way. And I want us to think about some things tonight. Now, a lot of time, now listen to me now. We want God to do something new, but we don't want to do nothing new. We want to do things the same way. Now, y'all are tickling me tonight. Y'all must really be wanting to hear preaching tonight. I've got two bottles of water, two cough drops. If I preach for 2 hours, don't blame me. Huh? Hear me now. We want God to do something new. When's the last time you done something new for the Lord? When's the last time you done something out of the ordinary for the Lord? When's the last time you got out of your comfort zone just a little bit for the Lord? We don't do that. We come in, flop down, sing the same songs, have the same attitude about the same song. Rare that we remember what went on the service before us. rare. The only ones that do is the ones that write it down. And then you'll forget where you put it if you don't write it in your Bible. And then we ask God, God, why ain't you doing something? Well, can I tell you, he's always doing something. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. He don't go on vacation. He's still the same God that he always has been, still willing to do. But the trouble comes on our end. See, that's where the rub comes in. It's if there's anything lacking, it's on us. It ain't the Lord. You believe that? So let's look tonight. We read scripture. Then we'll give you a little thought here. Give you a title. All right. Well, let's just look here. Amos chapter 5. Let's start at verse 4. Now, this is the Lord speaking. Now, he's speaking about Israel because Israel ain't been doing right. And we don't have to explain no further. They ain't been doing right, so he's got a problem. So it says here, Amos chapter 5, verse 4, for thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars in order, and turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Now that's what the Lord's saying. The Lord's saying, won't you just seek me? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Now the reason that we're looking at tonight, there's a specific reason. We are so set in our ways, and we're so set on tradition in our own mind that we'll dwell in the past instead of looking for something new.
You're right.
All right. Now listen carefully. The past is good. There's nothing wrong with the past. But you don't live in the past. If you live in the past, then everything passes by. Now, I'm not saying to be modern, because y'all know me. I ain't got a modern bone in my body. All right, but I'm telling you this, that when it comes to serving the Lord and living for the Lord, we can't live back there. Now, if I had my druthers, I would like to go back 40 years. Know what I know now, go back 40 years, I would love that. I like the way things used to be. I do. But it's not like that now, and it ain't never going to be like that again. That ain't never going to happen. So I can't live there. The more I dwell there, the more discouraged I get and the more depressed I get. But that's not what the Lord wants. The Lord don't want us depressed and discouraged. He don't want us living in the past. He wants us to seek him now. Now let me ask you tonight, where is our emphasis put? Our emphasis is put on old songs. Well, there's nothing wrong with the song. All right?
Right.
To some people, the songs we sing are new. Clark picks out songs that a lot of times I'm the only one that knows them. Me and Cheryl Ann. A lot of times we're it. Think about it. He knows them, I mean. And then everybody say, how many know this song? And there'll be two or three hands go up or one hand go up. But it's not the age of the song that's the problem. So it's not the old song. It's a good song. So I'm not saying quit singing old song. And people pray. I'm not talking about people praying a certain way. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we live back there in our past instead of with a present Savior today. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if I can help us tonight for just a moment. So let's look back to Scripture. And let's look at verse 4 again. It said, thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Well, that's common sense. Seek the Lord. Seek ye me. Seek ye me. Don't seek nothing else. Seek ye me, and ye shall live. Listen, I'm wanting a live, a vibrant church. I'm wanting a bright, shining light. I want it to be a beacon through the county, through the area county. I want to see people come to Christ, to see Christians help, to see people strengthened in the Lord. I want to see our prayers answered. I want to see our people saved. I want to walk with God, see the power of God. I want to see the miracles of God again. I want to see, oh, and God, I don't have to go in the past to see that.
That's right. Amen.
Are you hearing me? A lot of times we get to where we, oh, I wish I could go back and see God do this. That ain't going to happen.
No.
We're not going to go back and see God do anything. But we can see Him do something now. Alright? So let's see what verse 5 says. It says, but seek not Bethel. Well, why wouldn't we want to seek Bethel? There's a lot of talk about Bethel in the Bible. A lot of talk about it. Over 60 times the Bible talks about Bethel. There's a lot of good things happen. You know, the altars were built at Bethel and wells were dug at Bethel and there was some things done that was not good. Wasn't anything good? If I read right?
Yes.
Y'all ever read about Bethel?
Yes.
In the Old Testament, huh? In Genesis 35, let's go back and look at one of them. How about Genesis 35? Genesis 35, verse 15. See if we can find something good that happened at Bethel. Genesis 35, verse 15. Says, and Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. Yes. Well, that wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yes.
Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. That would be an important place, would it not? But if I drive to Bethel tonight, that don't mean God's going to speak to me. Because Bethel is not the important part. The important part is that God spoke to him. But we think because of a place that we got to go to the place to find God. Or that we got to look the right exact same way or act a certain way to find God. No, He's present right now.
That's right.
I talk with some people and they may even listen to this tonight and I'm not mean mouthing nobody. It's just something I'm having trouble comprehending. But they are, some preachers are getting together and going and praying and that's wonderful. I have no problem. I think preachers ought to get together and pray. I think it's good for men ought always to pray and not to faint. I believe the scripture says that. But they're going to a certain place where a preacher of old used to pray. And they're driving for hours to get there and they're staying for days. And praying at the place where this old preacher prayed. Now, I understand the mentality that preacher was a great prayer warrior. But can I tell you, you're not going to find God there.
That's right.
Because that feller found God there.
That's right.
Because that was 50 years ago or 60 years ago. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, because the Lord spoke to Jacob at Bethel, I don't have to go to Bethel for the Lord to speak to me.
Amen.
Because I can seek the Lord now where I'm at. Are you following me?
Amen.
I don't have to go back there to that spot. See, I was saved at Dothan Missionary Baptist Church, but I don't have to take every sinner that I find to Dothan Missionary Baptist Church to get them saved.
Right.
Now, that's a special place to me. But can I tell you, God ain't there in the same place that He was 53 years ago.
Yeah, come on.
Huh? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I got to seek Him. I don't seek the place. God's telling the children of Israel they was making gods out of places and thinking only God could dwell in certain areas. And He said, don't go to Bethel. That's not what you did. Seek Me. Don't worry about Bethel. Are you following me tonight? Now we all got a little bit of tradition and old ways in us. We all do. Huh? And Bethel's a great place. I'm not saying nothing bad about Bethel. I'm just saying that God will speak to me behind the pulpit at Mountain State Baptist Church at 807 West Webster Road, Summersville, West Virginia. Yeah. But He won't speak to me tomorrow like He does today. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Now I'll get back in this pulpit next week, and I'll expect Him to speak to me again. But it won't be like He does today. It ain't the place. It's me seeking Him. Are you following what I'm saying tonight? Well, let's read on. It says in verse 5, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal.
Whoa.
Don't go to Gilgal. Now, I'm not talking about the Methodist church over at Mount Nebo. Huh? He said, don't go to Gilgal. Well, Gilgal was a special place.
Yeah.
In Joshua chapter 5, can we go there just for a moment? I'm trying to get you to understand something. I hope I'm making sense to you. Joshua chapter 5, let's look at verse 9. It says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Now if you understand what happened, we know the children of Israel were captive in Egypt for 430 years thereabout. They were turned into slaves and they had a problem getting over. Now the generations that was there have done died off, getting ready to go over into the promised land. And God tells them, said, now, enough of the past.
Right.
You're not slaves no more. We're going over into the promised land and everything's going to be new. And He rolled the reproach away. In other words, He rolled the shame away from where they had been slaves.
That's right.
And they called the place Gilgal. That was a special place. They set up stones and they had that in memory. And there was nothing wrong with them always remembering the day that the Lord rolled the reproach away and they was no longer slaves. There's nothing wrong with me remembering that God saved me at Dothan Church years ago. There's nothing wrong with me remembering that. But can I tell you, I've got a present day Savior tonight and I don't have to go back there to have Him or to have His power or have the goodness, but I got the Lord now. We're not using the Lord today. We're using what done past and what's done went by us. We need to use the Lord today, tonight. We got to have God now.
Yes.
He's not the I was. He's the I am.
Yes.
Hear me tonight.
Right.
I'm glad what He done in the past, but He's not the God of I was. He's I am.
Amen.
As I preached to you last Sunday morning, He's a very present help in a time of trouble. A very present help in the time of trouble. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It says, seek ye the Lord. Don't seek the place. Don't seek the person of the that was a blessing to you. Seek Him. He said, seek Me. Seek Him.
Yes.
Amen.
And I don't know that we seek the Lord. We seek an experience. We seek an experience. Oh, I remember when we done this, and boy, I'd like to see that again. Why don't we seek the God of the experience? Huh? Boy, I wish we could have revivals like we did years ago when they would last 3 and 4 weeks and hundreds of people would come and I would too, but I'm not going to seek the revival. And we'll seek the one to give revival. Are you following me tonight? Boy, I remember when we had that good service here a few years ago. And boy, everything. Remember that? Boy, I like that. I don't want that service again. I want God to do that service tonight.
Yeah.
I want to have that tonight. I want to have what He's got for me now. Because all them people that got saved, maybe that special service a while back, they're already saved. Why can't we have one tonight that we get new people saved?
Right.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That we're going to have to seek the Lord. If you want a title, that's just simply that. Seek the Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong with Gilgal. Nothing wrong with it. Huh? There's nothing wrong with Bethel. But I don't have to go there to enjoy the Lord. Huh? Let's read on. It says in verse 5, "But seek not Bethel, nor enter to Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba." Well, I'm not going to go back there and read. You already got the gist of it. But if you go back in Genesis 21, huh, you'll see where Abraham called on the Lord there, and Isaac dug a well, and they built an altar. It was a great place. It was a great place there in Beersheba. But can I tell you, I can build an altar for remembrance. Forever. Forever. The right-hand side of the pulpit at Dothan Baptist Church, if you're facing the pulpit on the right-hand side, about 3 foot off the right, that's where I met Christ. That's where I met Christ. That will forever be an altar of remembrance for me. Huh?
Yeah.
Can I tell you that in a Joe Schaefer's driveway, under a locust tree, underneath an old gray Dodge 50 pickup truck with them little 50s, laying on my back underneath that truck after 7 hours of trying to put a U-joint in and couldn't do it for crying and praying and bawling. For that was the night that I told God, yes, I will preach for you. Underneath that old Dodge Ram truck, that's when I really give my life to God to preach the gospel. I was miserable. I prayed and wept. And when I said yes, it was such a wonderful thing. But then the following Sunday, I stood up in the church house and told the church house. But it was that night. Can I tell you, that Dodge truck is long gone.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that was 40 years ago. That Dodge truck has been long gone. Huh? That experience has been long gone. But can I tell you, I can lay on my back right here behind this pulpit of the Mount State Baptist Church, and the same God that visited me back then 40 years ago will visit me here tonight, and I can seek the Lord. Are you listening to me? I need to seek Him. It's not the place. The place may hold special memories. The place may be good. There's nothing wrong. But can I tell you, God ain't there now. If I go over to Joe Herbert's house underneath that locust tree, I don't expect to find God there the same way.
Amen.
Huh? I finally get on some sticky locust leaves. That's what I expect to find. Huh? But yet there's many people that want to go back there and experience God again. It ain't like that. He's right here. Have you experienced God today? Did you experience Him today? Did you experience Him today? Did you spend enough time with Him to experience Him? Or was you waiting on something? What was you waiting on? Was you waiting on it to be? I was hoping the service would take off because Hope shouted this morning. I was hoping it would be like it was a year or so. See, you missed it. You missed it. He was here this morning. He was. In fact, he got a little deep up. I don't know how it was back yonder. I know how it was in this area right here.
Yeah.
He got a little deep.
Yeah.
Huh? And you say, well, I don't understand. Why don't you understand? Have you not ever experienced the Lord? It's amazing. You know, we all talked English. They sung. And they sung this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, they sung. Heaven come down. Hope got excited.
Yeah.
But you know, Hope didn't get excited because they sung. Hope got excited this morning. Get ready for church.
Yeah, come on.
She got excited when she texted me this morning and said, I'm coming.
Yeah.
She was already excited. She got excited last night because she thought she might get to come today. Yeah. You ever get excited on Saturday because you might get to come to church on Sunday? Mm-hmm. Or are we waiting for something to happen? We're waiting for an old Bethel. Or we're waiting for an old Gilgal. Oh, wow. Or we're waiting for an old Beersheba. Are you following me? And God just says, seek me. Seek me. Do you seek him of a day? Well, I read his word. I didn't ask you if you read his word. I asked you, do you seek him? Do you seek him? When he sought you, he found you.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Do you seek him? Do you seek the Lord? Huh? Do you seek the Lord? Do you seek the one you love? Go and read the Song of Solomon. Huh? Do you seek the one whom your soul loveth? Whom your heart loveth? Do you seek him out? Huh? If I'm going somewhere and when I get home, we're in a crowd. You know, when I went to the Philippines, I was gone for a month. As long as I ever been away from Cheryl since we've been married. And a bunch of y'all come down there to the airport. Brought me one of them big cookies, I believe it was one of them chocolate chip cookies, and a bunch of y'all come with a banner and everything, welcome me home. Some of y'all done married, now y'all was little kids at 2010, and there's a bunch of y'all down there. But you know, I didn't run and hug y'all. I run and hug her.
Yeah.
Because I sought out of the crowd, I sought the one whom my soul loveth.
Yeah.
On a purpose. Yeah. It wasn't accidental. Huh? I didn't care where my luggage was. I could have cared less where my luggage was. I hadn't seen Cheryl Ann for a month. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you following me tonight?
Yeah.
Seek ye him. Can we go ahead and read? We still okay? Verse 5, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity. It ain't going to do you no good. And Bethel shall come to naught. See, it ain't going to do you no good. Seek the Lord, and he shall live. Seek the Lord. It said, verse 6, seek the Lord, and he shall live. And just in case you don't know which one we're talking about, look at verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Seek him that maketh the seven stars an horn. Huh? Seek him that turneth the shadow of death into morning and maketh the day dark with night. Seek him, that calleth for the waters of the sea. Seek him that pours out the sea upon the face of the earth. Seek him, the Lord's his name.
Amen. That's right.
Not the place. The Lord's his name. Huh? We've said it before. I can't wait to get to that church. He gets on there. Ain't got nothing to do with the church.
Amen.
Ain't nothing to do with the church. It's him that happens to be there.
Yep.
Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Boy, I can't wait till them folks sing. Boy, it'll get on. Ain't got nothing to do with them. It's him. Boy, I can't wait till that preacher come, man. It's always wide open, that preacher. Ain't got nothing to do with the preacher. It's him. It's him. But we don't seek him. Because, see, we really don't want him. We want the experience. We want the memory. We want the feeling.
There you go. Yes.
We don't want him. See, I've sought him before and never shouted. I've sought him before and never wept. I've sought him before and never sang when I found him.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just peace and quiet and his presence fills the room and you have no care and nothing else going on. Why? Because it's just you and him.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever just sought him? Or are we too busy? Have we ever just sought him? Or do we know how? You can't seek him living in sin. Can't seek him living in rebellion. You'll not want to seek him with things harbored in your heart. You'll only want to seek him when things is being clean and you want to be with him. And I ask you tonight, if we're going to see some things change and see some people come to Christ, we're going to have to seek him. Because what we've been doing ain't working. See, we know how.
Oh, yeah.
We know how. Do you know that of all the people that sing, no matter who it is, do you know that I know which songs to choose to stir you? Do you know that? I can ask him to sing songs that I know that before they get done singing, somebody's going to come to the altar, or somebody's going to wait, raise their hand, or somebody's going to holler amen. Huh? Every time. Every time. Huh? But that ain't him. That ain't him. I need him. I don't know about y'all, but I need him. I need to seek him. Our church needs to seek him. We as a church need to seek him. Huh? Maybe you're lost tonight. I don't know your heart. You say, well, that don't apply to me. Well, there was a little short fella named Zacchaeus. And he said, I want to see Jesus. And he climbed up a tree and made sure he sought him out. And the Lord said, salvation is coming to your house today. See, you can seek him too. You can seek him too, even though he's looking for you. You can seek him too today. Think about it. Do you seek him tonight? Do you want him? Do you want his presence? Talk to me. Do you want his presence tonight? Then what's it say? Verse 4, for thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me and ye shall live. The Lord is his name. Father, we thank you for all that you've given us. Help us tonight just to seek you. In Jesus' name. And amen. Let's go home.